USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The known death toll remains at 36, with people still missing as wildfires race across the West. Firefighters struggling with renewed high winds and low humidity since yesterday morning. President Trump visited California, where most of those deaths have occurred, and millions of acres of land have been scorched. And he said during the visit, Western states, especially California, could reduce fire risk with stronger forest management.
Good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state, so hopefully they'll start doing that.
Hurricane Sally's bearing down on the northern Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm now. The National Hurricane Center says winds are at about 90 miles an hour. The slow-moving storm will bring flash flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and possibly tornadoes to parts of Mississippi and Louisiana through the day and into tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Nearly 50,000 U.S. veterans are being told their personal information may have been exposed. The Department of Veterans Affairs sending out letters after a data breach saying it led to some medical payments being diverted. The VA confirms its system is currently shut down as investigators try to piece together how it all happened. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's praising recent Mideast peace deals the U.S. helped broker between Israel and some of its neighbors. On the Senate floor, McConnell yesterday praised the Trump administration for pursuing the deals involving the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain.
This is a new course with the potential to fundamentally change the Middle East.
Authorities now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two Los Angeles County deputies over the weekend. The unidentified gunman ambushed the two as they were sitting in their cruiser. The two are in critical but stable condition and are expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the June through August period of this year was the hottest the northern hemisphere has ever seen. Previously, the record for that stretch was set in 2016 and was tied last year. The northern hemisphere also set a record for the hottest August in 2020. A toddler is expected to recover after falling 50 feet from a cliff in Vernon, Connecticut. The unidentified child tumbled off a cliff while with family and other kids at a hiking area on Sunday. The child was apparently in a stroller. The stroller rolled out of control down the embankment, and again, that toddler is expected to survive. Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a 4-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, and at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event, and the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?" There are reports that eyebrows were raised in the White House among staffers after President Trump responded in a tweet, "I do." You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.